The Army came to being in Petersburg in 1909. How it got started was Alaska Gold Rush. The commissioner in Canada had heard of some of the tragic problems they had up there with the gold diggers and trying to get there. So she got 8 people to go to the Klondike to help take care of their physical needs and their spiritual needs. And when she was in Skagway, a young man by William Benson had been converted, and he was so thrilled he wanted to send officers down to Southeast. Well, she says, "We don't have enough. I commission you. You go tell them about Jesus." So he came starting in Juneau and started preaching, and then he went on to Wrangell, Saxman, Hoona, all the villages, and the Army got a hold. And the officer in Wrangell decided Petersburg needed the Salvation Army. So Captain Chester Worthington came up in his boat, held meetings in a house, in their homes, until they outgrew that. When they outgrew that, they decided to build a hall, and they volunteered in a hall at that time is called the church. So they built the hall, and the Army began in February of 1909 in Petersburg, Alaska, by some faithful Salvationists.
The organization, obviously, everyone knows it's a religious organization, a church, but it's also long been sort of the clearinghouse of charitable giving and assistance for folks who are needy in Petersburg. Talk a little bit about some of the things that the organization's done over the years in terms of local charity.
Well, all right. It started with William Booth's vision of going to the poorest of the poor and the lowest of the lowest to take it to him, because he knew that you physically had to be taken care of before you could react to anything else. So when we got to Petersburg here, and they had a great hall, a great group, they had a dandy band, so the Army teaches music, has youth programs, has food that we give away, social, people that need help, whether they're financially, you know, if you needed food, you come to the Army. If you needed a little help with your oil or your electric bill, they could do a little, because the money isn't as prevalent as it used to be. But still, the Army helps. It has a rehab building in Anchorage where you can go and go to alcoholic and drug rehab. It has places for mothers that need homes. They have places for homeless. They do food lines. And they're always there when a disaster helps. Like in 9/11, they were there first with a canteen to help.
And Jessica, you're the staff right now running the organization. I know that Captain Vicky of the organization has been ill, and you've been trying to handle things. And so you've been needing a bit of extra help this year. Maybe tell me about some of the programs that you're working on.
Well, right now it's a busy time of the year, as it's the holiday season. We're actually looking for volunteers to help us with the kettles. So if you just wanted to contact me at the church, I can help you set up a time and a date to do that. It's a really important time for the Salvation Army this time during our kettles, because they help throughout the rest of the year to support the church and support the people that are coming in that need help, whether that's getting food or assistance with bills. We are looking for help with our pantry. And I just want to say thank you for everyone who has gave their time and their money to be a support to us and what's happening. We're also doing Thanksgiving and Christmas signups for food baskets, as well as gifts for the children. After the Thanksgiving season, we'll be doing angel trees, where you kind of adopt a family and help them to have a Christmas.
You have a number of youth programs and after-school programs. What do you do with the kids?
Well, on Wednesdays, we have something called Troops, which is similar to it's Boy Scouts. You learn about a different topic. Last month, we were learning about reptiles, and that was really fun. I was trying to find a snake, but I couldn't find one. They just love to learn, and it's a time for them to just grow into, I guess, young adults, and to find encouragement and support for that time in their lives. And it's just really fun. It's been great having them.
And Neva, for your open house coming up, that's going to be on Sunday?
On Sunday from 1 to 4, we'd like you to drop in, have coffee, and have a mug up or a treat. And then at 2 o'clock, we have a short program, and you just come and go as you please. And at 2 o'clock, we'll give you a little more history of the Salvation Army also in itself. And how it came about, and the many, many programs. Can't even think of them all, but there are many ways the Army helps. The sun never sets on the Salvation Army flag. It's around the world.